Canada Post is honoring Halifax's 2S LGBTQ plus history. It's featuring the Turret on a new stamp as part of its Places of Pride series. The Turret was a gay and lesbian club, occupied the top floor of the Khyber Building from 1976 until 1982. Robin Metcalf was chair of the Gay Alliance for Equality, which ran the club. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
So for those of us who don't remember the Turret, tell us a bit more about it and how it became a club.
Well, there weren't a lot of queer spaces available back in the day, and the Gay Alliance for Equality saw a gap, and we decided to hold a dance. There was a club right across the street from the 1588 Barrington Street, which was privately owned but didn't have a regular license, and it was almost entirely men who went to it, so a lot of women didn't feel that it was their place.
What was that place called?
That place was, people called it David's Club. It was also called The Club, T-H-E-E-K-L-U-B, but it was run by David Gray for many years.
Right. And so the Turret was more inclusive, I guess, for everyone.
Yes. Well, the Gay Alliance for Equality was interesting in a number of ways because it was an organization that was mixed men and women, which wasn't usual at that time in the 1970s. Most gay organizations were overwhelmingly male, and many lesbians were involved in the women's movement or in separate lesbian organizations. So Halifax was unusual in having a group that both men and women were strongly involved in, and also fairly diverse and fairly working class membership. So we had a dance in this space, and it was just a very special occasion. It was immediately clear that something had opened up because we had really good attendance for it, and people had a wonderful time, and the space was really kind of magical. As it turned out, the people who had the space were having problems financially, so we ended up taking over the lease for the space and getting a private club license for it. So within about 6 months, we had it running as a regular queer-owned gay and lesbian social space. It's interesting also because this is a time when most queer spaces, either we were barely tolerated in the corners of otherwise straight bars, or if the bars were frequented largely by gay people, they were bars that were controlled by straight people or often by organized crime. But in Halifax, we had a democratic grassroots community organization that owned the major social space, in, not only in Halifax, but it was really the biggest gay club in Atlantic Canada. And the proceeds from the club went to support a range of services to the community. And the club was answerable to the community. If people didn't like how it was run, they'd come to our monthly or bi-monthly meetings and let us know how they felt. And the Turret also provided employment in a queer environment for a lot of people from the community.
How does it fit into the history of gay activism in Halifax, Robin?
Well, the Gay Alliance for Equality was the one big organization in a lot of ways. I mean, there were some other organizations, Apple, which was a women's organization. But Gay Alliance for Equality was the kind of general assembly for the queer community in Halifax, and it was the one that was spearheading the movement for gay and lesbian rights. So we organized pickets against organizations that were discriminating against us and campaigns to get inclusion in the Human Rights Code, because at that time we had no human rights protection at all, and it was perfectly legal to discriminate against us, and we were often subject to not only to discrimination but to physical violence.
What happened in 1982? Why did it close?
Our lease ran out, and we moved to a different location. The Gay Alliance for Equality actually ran a club first out of the Turret and then later under the name of Rumors for a whole total of 20 years. It ran until 1995. The last site was on Gottesian Street in a former movie theater and was really quite one of the best dance clubs in Canada.
And so tell me how the Turret ended up on a Canada Post stamp.
Well, Canada Post last year started a series of Places of Pride, and I think they've consulted with community historians like Rebecca Rose, who wrote the book Before the Parade, which is a history of the gay community in Halifax in that period. And I was disappointed last year when the Turret wasn't one of the four sites that was honored, but then Rebecca had to keep her mouth shut because she knew that this year it was going to be on the second series.
What does the stamp look like?
Well, the stamp show is a group of people celebrating. There's someone who looks like they're performing in drag. There's people dancing. There's also a reference to the political organizing that was going on at the time. And you can see the distinctive turret that the space was named after. And the cancellation mark for the first day covers of the stamp, which are all canceled in Halifax, is based upon the turret logo that was designed by Rand Gaynor, a graphic designer who still lives here in Halifax.
And the turret, as you probably know, this recognition is coming at a time when the city is asking for a quarter to reclaim that building, the Khyber. We're going to talk about this story a little later in more depth. But what do you make of the timing here?
It's good timing for us. I'm part of a group called Take Back the Turret, which is a queer community organization supporting the Turret Art Space Society, because we really value this space and want this building to remain answerable to the queer community. I think the city council has been misled. The report that city staff prepared last fall is full of inaccuracies and doesn't properly represent the actual major efforts that the Turret Art Space Society has made. They've also had to battle through the period of COVID, and they have to raise funds from all three levels of government as well as the private sector, and they've made a lot of progress in that, but the city itself has been a source of delays that have complicated their project.
In the meantime, you have a ceremony planned for later today to mark the stamp release. Tell me about that.
Yes, it's 9:30 at the turret, so it's at 1588 Barrington Street. Doors open at 9, but at 9:30 we'll start. We're going to have it's a press conference. We'll have some representatives of Canada Post and the Turret Art Space Society and the Take Back the Turret group to celebrate the stamp, and it'll be the sort of official Halifax launch for it.
How do you like the stamp? Are you satisfied with the way it turned out?
Well, I'm very pleased to see the turret recognized, and it's very celebratory, but it also recognizes that the turret was part of a community struggle for our empowerment of the community.
I'm glad to hear about this. Robin, good luck later this morning. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Robin Metcalf is the former chair of the Gay Alliance for Equality, and as he mentioned, there is a launch ceremony happening this morning at 9:30. That's happening at 1588 Barrington Street.